Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, right here on ESPN 97.5. We go until 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9, up until 11 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. A busy night for your Houston Rockets last night with the trade. Everybody, I guess the thought was, the initial report was the trade and the beating. Well, the beating. Yeah, they put a beating.
My apologies, Rockets, for doubting you on the road with the Kings as a quote-unquote hot team at home.
Well, that's why you can't. The NBA is so crazy. I mean, first of all, beating the snot out of Utah after you lost to Denver
in a back-to-back.
And you didn't have Chris Paul because he's not available in back-to-back.
That was a really impressive win.
That really was.
That was a really impressive win.
And then, you know, playing the way you were supposed to play against Phoenix, and then going into Sacramento, a young team, likes to run, athletic, all of those things, which you would think, well, this is a bad spot, especially the way they were playing at home, and then you just kick their ass.
Well, it's a young team who we saw how one young team reacted when trade rumors were afoot.
Right.
The Kings found out before the game that multiple players on the team were going to be traded.
Right.
And a young team reacted, appearing like a young team does now. They decide, I don't really want to play today.
That is true. That is really true. Today's millennials.
We saw it with the Lakers.
The millennials, they just, you know what? Oh, you hurt my feelings. My pee-pee hurts because you talking about trading me.
It was the Rockets kicking their asses. All right. It's not them crying and fussing. It was MVP. MVP. The Rockets just legitimately smashed them in the second quarter, too. They got out and pummeled. They almost got to 70 again. This is their thing that they do. Although for a team that doesn't run a lot in the Rockets, that's pretty incredible that they can get to 70-point halves. Because they haven't really run a lot over the last three years. Some will just say two, but it's really 3 years.
Well, yeah, this whole Mike D'Antoni up and down thing, the Rockets hold the ball. The Rockets actually play at one of the slower paces in the league. But, yeah, they had 76 at the half. That's a pretty good half of basketball. And then James Harden got 30. Thank God.
80, yeah.
Thank God.
Didn't they get, I remember it's like the Wizards, did they get 81 one time or 80 and a half? This is when Ryan Anderson.
They just gave up 83 the other day.
Well, I know. I'm talking about how much did you score? What was it at half? It was 8. I remember it was. I was like, yeah, it was 83-71 because at the end of that half, I took a picture and I said, when your team scores 71 and you're down 12 at half.
Yeah, right.
Like that's the most impossible thing that's ever happened in history. But to almost get to the magic 8 number, I think I said 7 a while ago, but to almost get to the magic 8 number at half, which I think they've done one other time, would just be absolutely incredible. But James extends his streak. I don't know if you knew that or not.
He
extended the streak.
No, I didn't hear about that. But God forbid he ever scores 29 points.
Well, but he played great. He only got to the free throw line at the end of that one. I'm like, well, I didn't stay to the very end of it. So I was more like early fourth. But he ended up with 2 free throws.
Two. James Harden.
That's a record.
Well, he was 8 of 13, which is not, and 13 of 26, a very efficient game for James.
8 of 13 from 3 is insane.
He had, you know, his 6 rebounds and his 1 assist. He's been playing. Either he is Allen Iverson, or he's as efficient as Mike ever was.
No, I'm telling you right now that the game yesterday was as good as was up there with as good a game as you've seen from this iteration of the Rockets minus Capella, because Eric Gordon came back and played and played well. Crazy Gerald was Crazy Gerald off the bench. He just was in the good he was in good mode. You had Chris Paul back and playing.
His shot is still off.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. It is. But you saw what you're capable of doing, which is that was really impressive. And they took the foot off the gas in the second half. But when you get Capella back, as long as it doesn't impact Fareed, and that is a question, because Kenneth Fareed is like Montrezl Harrell without all the dunks in the low post and without all the surliness. But he is a rebounder. He's a really, really good player. And the Rockets added another defender yesterday in a three-team trade, as the Rockets are going to get Iman Shumpert, who can, you know, defend. Now, I don't know how they're going to play. I guess he's going to be the first off the I don't know. He does what Gerald Green doesn't do. So I guess you're just going to have another wing who can defend a little bit here.
Maybe Ennis has played a little bit better of late, but maybe he's the Bamute this year. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's going to be that guy that can come in and get some. He's not a great shooter. He's under 40% for his career.
Daryl moved Brandon Knight, by the way.
That's unbelievable.
He's
with a 15 or more next year. It's over 15 next year.
Really, really like a fantasy football roster for him. The amount of moves he makes is insane.
Well, but this is a very Brock Osweiler move. I have to give up a first rounder to move him.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I mean, it's
not easy.
No.
No, the Rockets have already said we don't view late first rounders as valuable. We other teams do, which helps the Rockets.
Yeah.
They just view them as, at some point, they're going to have to sit down and take picks and develop them at some point. But it's not now when you have a veteran guard combination in Harden and Chris Paul. There is no development stuff right now. They just keep trying to alter on the move.
Well, here's the deal: is it's a good thing you picked the NFL draft to be a draft Nick for, because it was eye opening for me. It was a while ago, 20 some whatever years ago, that the Rockets had the 7th overall pick, and there was nobody there, and you're like, what the hell? How you have the 7th overall pick and you can't get it, and it's there's nothing left.
Yeah, lottery didn't mean anything in that particular draft.
Yeah,
I remember that, and I can't remember which draft it was, but they had, and it wasn't the Marcus Morris draft.
No, it was before that.
It was before that.
Yeah,
and we had some like that because we used to really keep up with the draft, and then it became all high schoolers and international players. And by the early 2000s, it was like, I don't even know these guys.
Well, and it looks like it could very well get back to that, because the talk is that the one and done they're looking at the one and done.
When did this happen? Do you remember when the momentum was, it's going to go from one to two? That was the momentum was, we're not going to do one. It's going to go two. And then, but now since it's become, the players run the league now. The league doesn't run the league. The players mostly run the league. And that's when the fundamental shift to, let's go to player friendly, which is going to be high school again. But hopefully there will be more developmental, you know, because the G League is a real thing and it is used. Hopefully there will be more developmental stuff going on. I know the Rockets like taking advantage of it, but the fact is real high school players who are picked maybe inside the lottery might need some time there in the G League.
Yeah.
That's the truth. So I don't know. I don't have to worry about it. The Rockets don't ever draft in the first round. They're always second-round picks. They stay for a few months, or they go, or they just stay in international waters where they play. We don't even get to know any of them.
Honestly, it's a diamond in the rough anyway at that point, just like it's second round. And Daryl's done a real nice job in the second round.
He does. He builds. He buys the house. He renovates, and then he flips it.
Yep. And that's what he does. I didn't get to see it. I saw something a lot of the second half when it was already a blowout, because we were at the Houston Sports Awards last night.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Did anyone
win?
Yeah, everybody won.
Just by the way, the Rockets acquired two other players.
Who?
Nick Stauskas and...
Pardon me?
The Rockets acquired Nick Stauskas.
Oh, yeah.
Stauskas.
Baldwin.
He's Sam Decker's older brother.
Yeah.
So, three players. I don't know what they're going to do with those two. But they're two younger guys plus Iman Shumpert.
Well, they got on. Well, they added a front court white guy.
Yeah, do you have to have?
Every, so now they can well, cut Hartenstein.
Everybody's got to have a front court white guy.
Stauskas is like 6'5". He's not gonna.
Is he that short?
Yeah, he's a guard. He played at Michigan. Yeah. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I thought he was a three.
Well, I guess, but he's not Hartenstein size.
No. But that's the white guy though.
6'6". Yeah, but he's a perimeter guy.
Yeah,
he's wing.
I mean, maybe he'll knock down some shots.
If he plays.
If they acquire him and they're gonna cut him, I don't know.
Do you remember how tall Sam Decker was?
Yeah, 6'6"-ish?
6'9".
Is he really?
It was always kind of crazy to me that Sam Decker was that tall. I remember meeting him outside. I swear to God, this is exactly what I told my kids. We met, you know, Sam Decker was a well-known guy, yeah, relatively speaking, if you follow any college basketball, because even if you just follow the tournament, Wisconsin was always in the Final Four.
Yeah.
So there's Sam Decker. We were at an Astros game. I was at the Astros game with my family. Sam Decker's there right after getting drafted, a few days after getting drafted. He's there with his parents. And I introduce myself, and my kids say hi, and they're kind of excited to see him. And they're excited he's a Rocket. They're excited because they watched him in the Final Four. And as we're going in, I say, I will tell you, and they go, I want to get a Sam Decker shirt. I said, let's just not get too excited about anyone right now, kids.
Yeah, maybe extinct.
I said it out loud.
Sooner than you think.
I remember telling him, I said, sometimes these guys don't stay for a long time with the Rockets.
I don't fall in love with them. My kid, JT, fell in love with Chandler Parsons and his game.
And that was a while. Like, he got Chandler, they got 4 or 5 years out of it. But, like,
he was like, yeah, like, Chandler, way to go. He's gone? And he hates Houston? Uh-huh. What? That's my guy. Uncle Freddie said it was the Rashard Lewis draft, and it could well have been. Is Rashard Lewis still playing?
No, the Rashard Lewis draft was what? What were we talking about?
That the crappy Rockets had 7th pick. And
No. Because Rashard Lewis...
Yeah, and they passed on Rashard Lewis.
No, Rashard Lewis was the one where they had 3 picks and they drafted Drew.
Oh, right. Yeah, they had 14, 16,
Michael
18.
Michael Dickerson.
Yeah.
Drew.
Right.
And
no, they
some,
had...
some international player I don't remember anymore who stunk. It wasn't Vasily.
No.
It wasn't Spanoulis. It was somebody else.
Spanoulis. We loved Spanoulis.
Spanoulis, man.
It was the best.
So Iman Shumpert this year is shooting 36% from three, which is I suppose his value.
It's better than the year before where he shot 26-9.
Yeah. But he can 27%. Defend. He's a defender. So he'll defend, and then he can...
Yeah, but this is a team that really...
He gives you
really
less crazy Corey Brewer, I guess.
Yeah, that's, you know, but this team could use a guy who could shoot, too.
Yeah, that's okay, 36%. I still want a guy who shoots it a little better.
Yeah, I mean...
36 is okay.
36 is okay.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, I mean... Stauskas can shoot it a little bit. He's 40%, 34%. He's 35 career three-point shooter. If they keep him, you never know in these trades whether or not he's or he just
well they will they got for him. Now.
Well, or they cut him and they waive him and they, you know, a lot of this stuff is salary cap is luxury tax help. And in this case, without Brandon Knight, it is going to be luxury tax help for sure.
Yeah, Ryan Anderson got traded, and actually he helps the team. He's going to help their luxury cap situation.
Right.
So, yeah, so a lot of that stuff.
Right. We have no idea what the plan is for Nick Stauskas or Wade Baldwin or even Iman Shumpert. They could have acquired Iman Shumpert just to, thanks, Iman. We appreciate it. Can you grow your hair back? That'd be great.
Oh, the high top fade.
Oh, I love that. Why can't he do that anymore?
He had the sweet 90s high top. Yeah.
That's the best. All right, 713-780-3776.
Roll can play.
I don't know what that means. So here we go here on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about your patio.
Let's do that. My patio is, I wasn't out there this weekend. I feel kind of bad. It was humid out there. I saw some condensation on the ground. Not a big deal. I mean, I remember when Steven came out there, one of the things we did with the flooring is we ended up doing a travertine flooring. We were going to do stamped concrete when they did do stamp concrete, they did foundation work shortly thereafter because I didn't know I was going to have foundation work. So he came back out with his crew, and they laid down travertine on top of that and then cut a channel groove in so that if any water from rain gets into the patio, it flows into the channel drain, and then it's taken out of the patio and sent to the street. And that's just an example of the detail that they have there. They have a pitched roof that is just covered the blank space that I had there, and then they built it into the existing roof. They matched it with the aluminum shingle roof that was already on the house whenever I moved in. And so I've got this structure that looks like it was built with the house. I mean, it looks unbelievable. It's beautiful. The stone that they use for the columns. If you want to see it for yourself, you can see the before and after. It's there at tcplance.com. But a patio is, and when I say patio, I mean outdoor living area. I mean, it can be an enclosed patio. It can be a sunroom. It could be a room addition. When you have that, you really add a lot of value to your home. You get dollar for dollar back in almost every case. And in some cases, it's a determining factor in being able to sell your home. But forget all that for a second. How about making your home, your house, a chance to be a home and give you a place for you and your family, your kids, maybe you and your girlfriend, you and your wife, a chance to really enjoy being outdoor with this beautiful spring weather we're having here in Houston. Make sure that you check out my friends over at Texas Custom Patios, the very best in the entire state of Texas, and their work will show you that. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com, or to see my patio, go to TCPLance.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
Kevin, the free agency thing really hadn't been that much of a discussion coming to you because we got it loud and clear, at least most of us should have, that it was off limits. Don't
so
go there.
What's the problem now?
No, just that you been quiet and you're not usually quiet. You usually share your opinions and stuff. So everybody's like trying to figure out what's going on. And we're all getting questions from fans like, what's wrong with Kevin? I just tell him he's playing okay, but he's not talking right now.
I just don't trust none of y'all. Every time I say something, it's get twisted up and thrown out in so many different publications, try to tear me down with my words that I say. So when I don't say nothing, it's a problem. I just want to play ball. I want to go to the gym and go home. That's all. Is that a problem? All right, nope. Then.
You've obviously been around the noise for so long. Is it bothering you more this year? Is it louder this year?
It's unnecessary. You got to do Ethan Strauss, who come in here and just give his whole opinion on stuff and make it seem like it's coming from me. And he just walk around here, don't talk to nobody, just walk in here and survey and then write something like that. And now y'all piling on me because I don't want to talk to y'all about that. I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches. You rile up the fans about it. Y'all let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Grow up. Yeah, you, grow up. Come on, bro. I come in here and go to work every day. I don't cause no problems. I play the right way. Well, I try to play the right way. I try to be the best player I can be every possession. What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all?
You know what? I got to say something. Kevin Durant. I agree with Kevin Durant.
I don't.
So we're going to be on the other sides of
this.
No.
You know what Kevin Durant needs to do?
What?
Man, I'm talking about free agency. That's all.
Yeah. But the society of sports that we're in, the 24 cycle where – when in history? Now, they kind of created it.
For Kevin Durant to tell somebody to grow up, really?
Hey.
With his burner account?
Sorry, where
he's fighting with fans on Twitter?
He's on a different level than you, John. I don't know what to tell you.
What a puss. I'm sorry.
Kevin Durant is saying what needs to be said.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
He's not
what
the hero we
said.
Need, Lance.
Yes, he is.
No.
You just didn't expect the Slim Reaper to be the hero that we need.
No, he's not. He's not the hero we need or want.
And you know what?
You know, Ethan Sherwood, leave me alone, man. I just want to play basketball and make $40 million a year. But I don't want you guys to write, and I don't want fans to ask me. I want everybody to leave me alone, but I want my $40 million, okay? So give me my $40 million and don't write anything bad about me on Twitter.
That's not what he said.
Yes,
what
it is exactly what he's saying.
That's not what he said. He didn't go, no, he didn't. He said, this is what he said. He said, you know what? You guys are riling fans up. You're riling my teammates up. It's not even free agency. I'm just, and that's true. All these articles that are written now about, they're already, here's what the Knicks are going to look like with this. They've already got, every day there's a new bald-headed guy with glasses on ESPN, and he's going to show you how the salary cap works and why Kyrie and Kevin Durant are headed.
You got a problem with Bobby Marks? You got a problem with Bobby Marks?
Yeah.
Why?
You know why?
Because
he's the new cap guy making, and he's bothering the Warriors.
Wait a minute.
And he's making Kevin Durant mad.
Here's football writer. Yeah. Taking shots at basketball writer because all the football writers have great hair. Okay?
Yeah.
Great hair.
Not,
what?
Not me.
What?
I'm the Bobby Marks of.
Like this doesn't happen NFL. This is basketball. You know what? This happens everywhere. Guess what? It comes with your famous. People want to know.
Basketball's most out of control right now.
Because they're a bunch of. Is there any more drama? Is there a bigger drama?
Wait.
A queen, a sport than NBA basketball?
No, there's not. No, there's not. You're right about that. But, and some of that is self-made. LeBron doesn't like this, but LeBron is the one who changed it with the trip to Miami.
Well,
and doing the decision and all that. He changed all that. He wanted to change it, and now it's changed forever.
He doesn't have a problem with it. In fact, he snapped back at the fans on Instagram because of the Harrison Barnes trade. He doesn't have a problem with it.
Of all the guys.
At the fans.
Of all the guys.
I thought that was at the organization.
That are talking about how unfair trades are. Of all the people, when he's trying to trade his whole team and fire another coach.
He didn't say it was unfair, what he said, at least from what I read. He said, wait a minute, you guys, you apparently don't have an issue with the teams doing what they have to do to make themselves better.
Oh my God.
No, I got to go read
that's
that.
That's what he said.
The fans are all, he has a majority of people on his side now. It's fundamentally changed. He's talking about a more minority. Now, if we say 51% is a majority, the majority of basketball fans are pro-player movement and all that stuff. But my thing with Kevin Durant is I agree with him that we create now, I shouldn't say we, it's really like the ESPN shows, they create all of these, all the narratives now, and they create them before they need to be created because they've got cycles to fill. So they do, we have multiple shows with multiple days of Kevin Durant and Kyrie, and who are the other guys we can, what can we do about Kevin Durant and Kyrie this time? And it probably does irritate the fans of Golden State. It probably does irritate the players, and he's not doing anything other than playing basketball.
You know what he could have done since he's so concerned about this? He signed a long-term deal with Golden State, and this wouldn't be
an issue. And some of it is, and some of it self-made. There's no question about that. Some of it is self-made.
He wants the flexibility that comes with being a free agent and signing these short deals, so you have to
deal with the leverage
what comes with that.
No, that's fair. Well, now, Ethan Sherwood Strauss is known as the biggest fanboy. Like, he's one of the ones who will hold and carry them around for you if you need, because he's the new generation of rider with, like, let's go Warriors! Warriors basketball!
Is he a male cheerleader?
I hope you're on the Twin Peaks video stream.
And he wears his media.
Because Lance's Let's Go Warriors had a little bit, I would say it had a touch of Oscar De La Hoya to it.
What?
Okay, it had a little.
No,
had a little sassiness.
It had a touch
of
the cheerleaders from the remake of The Longest Yard.
Just a little. You didn't see the remake?
No, I didn't see the remake, but I do. But I do know this. You know how they say
there's no cheering in the media in the press box.
Yeah,
well, there's no
Ethan
in basketball now.
Yeah.
Oh, there's.
Please cheer. Please cheer in your media seats. Please cheer for Warriors basketball.
And Ethan's like, and then they're saying, who said that? That's Ethan. Ethan Sherwood Strauss just got on the mic.
Please cheer for Warriors basketball. Let's go Warriors.
Who's doing that? It's Ethan Sherwood Strauss from ESPN.
Why does he always do this?
Warriors, come out to play. Yeah.
I don't know.
Why are you, you're a writer for ESPN. Stop.
So here's the deal, though. when you're Kevin freaking Durant,
Kevin Durant
and you've
mad.
Got all the titles and you're one of the best players in the league and you decide to go free agent, guess what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be talking about it. Stop being a puss. And you know what? This is what happens, Kevin Durant, because that's why you make all that money. That's why you're as famous as you are. I don't want to be. Just give me my money and everybody cheer for me and love me. Don't anybody say anything bad about me because you know because then I'm going to get my burner account on you.
Ooh.
And what a freaking puss. I'm telling you, this guy is the softest. He's bubblegum. He's pink and soft. Okay,
what?
And he's something else besides being bubblegum.
What? No, he's not.
Yes, pink he is.
He's
hard. Can't be softer.
He's hard.
Pink and soft. A little.
Yes.
Too?
Yes. Little he's all. He's
a
that.
A little stinky too.
He's that.
Okay, Dell. You're too
yes.
far.
Okay,
and I got in trouble
Dell,
yesterday.
Did you have to hammer it? Because I
yeah,
think I,
yeah,
I
think
was
he
pretty
was fine.
Let I think John, it was fine before you hammered it.
That was
it home.
Subtle for John.
Yes.
That was subtle
it?
For him.
Was
yeah.
It?
For John, it was.
And you had to hammer it.
No, I feel like it was already hammered.
Why are you hammering it, Dell?
I feel like it was already hammered
okay.
in.
I already got in trouble for saying a bad word yesterday.
Well, you
out
said
there
a bad word.
Yes. Well, my kids, because they, because my wife.
You dropped a hobomb again, didn't you?
No, B word. Because my kids were late because my wife's blaming Chick-fil-A for taking too long for the food. And then people are going to say, I thought your wife didn't go to Chick-fil-A. She got it. She was being nice for one of the kids.
And what
like,
happened? It took forever.
She said it took forever. She blamed that. I blamed
and then they
for
were late for
ready.
School. And they had yeah. to take Alec first.
And then they heard me say something, which I looked at the clock. I should have been in the clear. So I'm not taking any heat.
No,
for
you that. You took the heat.
Yeah, yeah, I did. Your kids just heard you say that. Like, well, then get there. Get them to school.
Grow up, Kevin Durant tells the media as he attempts to remember the passwords of all his burner accounts.
You guys are slandering Kevin Durant, who's out there just trying to play basketball.
Whatever. Why are you Kevin Durant stan?
You know what?
Because he's not LeBron. That's why you got to defend Kevin Durant.
No, because Kevin Durant speaks for all of us.
No, he doesn't.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Kevin Durant is
no.
the hero we need.
No,
Kevin,
he isn't.
Yeah.
No.
And he also said this. He also said, why is the media openly fans of a player? And that's...
Well, how do you think Brian Windhorst made a career?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is, we've never seen this in life other than one guy. Earring.
Well,
earring
I will say
Ahmad.
This.
Earring Ahmad. That's the only guy, the sideline reporter.
Well, okay.
These are entire.
Listen.
Set
slow down.
Of
slow down. Because we were Hakeem Olajuwon fanboys back
no,
in the day.
Everyone likes fan. But none of
you know?
Fran Blindberry would not cover anything that was negative or when Dream played poorly.
I don't know.
Would not attack people. Yeah.
Well, early in his career, he did. He was criticized. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so was Kevin Durant.
Well, no, but the media was the media.
But don't.
There was not. There was not open fanboy articles. There were not TV. Now it was different.
We
didn't have TV
open
shows.
Fanboys.
No, we're sports talk hosts. This is an opinion based show. Opinion was not really other than columnists, and at no point were our columnists the same as radio hosts. Although Charlie Polillo is kind of the old school radio host. Like you and I, when we came in, we kind of did it different where we openly wanted the home team. Rich and Charlie were, well, you know, it's fine if the team does well, but we're going to be objective and we're going to talk about, and you know, like they came from the school of just you stay right down the middle and you don't be a fan of the teams. We were kind of different.
We're actually Houston fans.
We want the team to do well.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean the team's not going to get clowned when they need to get clowned.
Oh, they get it. They catch it. But, no, and Bagwell and Biggio, I mean, we've been fanboys of, I mean, we're enthusiasts about our team wanting them to win. You know? I want the Rock. I want James Harden to bow up. That's what I want. Take at Sacramento.
There's nothing better when John gets distracted by teammates.
James Harden was going to go to blows. I love that.
He was not going to
He was
to
stepping
blows.
To it. Was he not stepping to it?
What if one of his boys would have jumped off and started fighting that guy and then took his cell phone and threw it on a building?
Well, what? That's
their move. Oh.
And took all his jewelry?
I didn't say that. But cell phone on the building move? Remember the girl who got her cell phone?
Her cell phone taken away.
Snatched it and threw it up on a building? And she's like, guess what? She went up there and got it. I got the footage too. TMZ.
Wait, I did not say that.
What?
The bus driver today, he finally pulled the stop cord. It's soft pink and I did not say
no,
that.
No, Dell did. That was Dell.
Dell said that?
Somebody needs to get Dell's man.
You Del. Didn't say soft
John,
and pink. He
you need
said
to get
that.
Your man's Dell.
Yeah. Dell, stop. Okay?
Yeah.
Did you have to hammer it?
Dell's so
that's ugly.
So
Warriors, come out to play, yeah.
mean, can you make one of yourself?
Why would I do that?
Just make one. Who's the intern today?
John. I still have to be the one who plays it.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I don't know.
Warriors, come out to play, yeah.
I'm
never going to bring in food for you.
That's fine.
I'm never going to make sure. Wants to bring in food next week, and I'm going to say, you know what? Bad idea.
Robert
Del Grande.
Here's the deal.
Nope. I'm an advocate for the listeners, and they don't get food anyway.
You're not an advocate for the listeners.
Listen, next time you get fired, Lance is not standing up for you.
Yeah,
that's all there is to it.
He wasn't here the last time.
That's right.
No, I know.
I tried to stand up for you, and then you had a bad interview because they said, that guy's kind of mean. I said, I know he is.
I wasn't mean.
He's super mean.
I wasn't mean. I just wasn't going to take their nonsense. That's all.
731 ESPN
97.5. Warriors, come out to play, yeah.
That's really too much.
I'm glad I didn't step on that at all.
You did it.
God, I wish you would have stepped in that.
I'm glad. That is...
I don't know.
Warriors, come out to play
that anymore. I gotta do it. Give me the pin. Don't do that anymore. GiveMeThePin.com. It's so easy. You can do it in your underwear. Warriors. Listen, I need y'all to just go to GiveMeTheVin.com, all right? John Clay Wolf, you've heard it before, the whole deal. Sell your car. If you're looking to sell your car, you have to know, what's the most I can get for it? Why would you sell your car for less than you can possibly get for it? I don't understand that. Well, I'd like to do the deal through the dealership. Okay, you can still do that. Well, the dealer said he's going to take off of my new car if I sell him my car at a lower price. Guess what? He's going to take off that new car anyway, even if you sell it to John Clay Wolf, because he wants to sell that new car. And he can come down on the price on that new car. Okay, they are killing you by giving you as little as possible for your trade-in. Don't do that. Get as much as you can at GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, we're being accused of being fanboys with Maury. It says, y'all are Maury cheerleaders, and then Lamont had... a bunch of guys driving in the car. Houston Media going to have lunch with Maury. Oh, kept dancing and Ben Stiller. And listen, I'm sorry. I told Lamont, I haven't been to lunch with Daryl. He's too busy going to the Western Conference Finals. Sorry. I haven't been able to go to lunch with him. Sorry. Sorry, Lamont. He's really, really busy. Okay. We want the Houston teams to win. Yes. Okay. And when they do well, I don't know if you know this, but Daryl Morey they're one of the better teams in the NBA.
He's one of the
guess what?
GMs in the business.
Yeah. He's one of the best.
When he doesn't do well, or when he does something we don't like the Melo thing,
we told him. Hey, Daryl, did you catch that?
The LeBroners aren't.
I didn't hear Daryl, his pee-pee hurt like Kevin Durant's. Okay, he didn't say anything. You know what? Daryl screwed up. Daryl had a bad offseason. We said it multiple times. He had a bad offseason. Guess what, though? Now you got Fareed. Now you got Rivers. Now you got Shumpert.
Oh, that doesn't fit with being able to be mad a super long time.
You've had Chris Paul down, Clint Capella down. Now, they started slowly, but guess what? They're back, 11 games over 500 now? 10? Mm-hmm. 11. 11 games over 500 now? Yeah. They're getting back to form and being one of the best teams in the NBA. So, yeah, we got to kill Daryl Morey. You got to kill him because they're in an era. It's like any other GM when Michael was around. Guess who won? Michael. Guess who's winning now? Golden State. They win. Guess what? They got the best team because people wanted to play. They did a hell of a job. They did do a hell of a job in the draft. They built it from within and then added Kevin Durant. Oh, well. But they did a hell of a job. Don't get me wrong. But everybody else is watching Golden State win. And the only team that had a chance, other than the Cavs, the one year that they beat them, was your Houston Rockets. So I think Daryl's done a pretty good job. I don't know. Yeah, you got to kill him because he hasn't won a championship, I guess. They've been to the Western Conference Finals a couple of times. They're a pretty good basketball team. And Daryl's done a pretty good job. Sorry.
I agree with everything you're saying.
See? We're fanboys. Fanboys.
No, if you don't see the difference, I'm not going to fight that anymore. It's people who want Morey out. They want him fired.
Yeah,
cool. Just randomly because that's what they want. So I'm not even going to fight that one anymore. You can one day Daryl will be gone and you can be happy and the Rockets can finally win championships.
What? Oh, well, they'll win championships when Daryl's gone.
He's holding them back. Once Daryl's done holding back the Rockets, they can start reeling in all the championships. They can become the Warriors, like they're, you know, and they can become the Patriots of basketball.
As soon as Daryl is done,
once you can get rid of it, yeah. Once you
soon as Daryl's done
his poor GMsmanship,
right?
Yeah, you finally be able to win,
right? Hey, I want to give big ups to anybody who was there knows or you were able to watch it streaming last night. And I don't know if it was on AT&T. No, obviously the Rockets were on AT&T last night. I don't know. It's going to air. There's a shortened version is going to air on, I believe, Saturday night on Channel 13. But the awards last night, the Houston Sports Awards, and there was some controversy. Barry Laminack had issues with who was elected into this. Dan Pastorini was questionable, I guess, because he's not one of the is Dan Pastorini as his career worthy of being in the Hall of Fame second. The night was about and thank God they did this because Jackie Burke is 94 years old. Mm-hmm. For those of you, there's a lot of you out there that don't know who Jack. He won the 1956 Masters. So dude has been a Houston icon legend, and a lot of you probably don't even know who he is. But if you were there last night and you saw, and you heard, and you got to hear him last night, which it did get awkward because Jackie's 94 now,
yeah,
and he started going on and on and on and started saying, and then Bill Worrell had to step in. Hey, Jackie.
No.
Woo-hoo, yeah. Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah, it was. But Jack's 94. He's 94. I mean, if you can tell any stories when you're 94, you're doing pretty damn good.
Yeah, but the step in is the one that it had to happen.
But Jack, and actually it was fun. He was funny. He was really funny. But then it was started to go, and everybody's got so long. But A.J. Foyt's stories, George Foreman's stories, Dan Pastorini. It was a really, really, really well done, nice night. It was a 3-hour deal. Yeah. It was a 3-hour deal.
If you're telling stories, that immediately told me it was going to be at least 3 hours.
And then it was more. Derek King won College Player of the Year. Simone Biles won Athlete of the Year. Event of the Year was the Rockets in the Western Conference Finals.
I voted for. I won.
You?
Yep. I had that in my thing.
You had Rockets?
Yep.
Did you have Simone Biles?
I did not.
I had Alex Bregman as the player of the year, the athlete of the year.
I did too.
Did you? Yeah. He wore a blue checked suit that was interesting last night. Hey, you should have seen who was there. Dude.
Alex Bregman wasn't low key?
No, he wasn't. Oh. Listen, you should have seen who was there. I mean, they had 7 or 8 of all the living Houston mayors were there. Uh-huh. It was pretty neat. That was pretty cool. I mean, Patty Smith did an unbelievable job. Unbelievable. It's a big, really big production. But everybody was there. Mean Joe Green was there. I mean, it was
Mean Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green because Dan Pastorini.
Yeah, we don't need to see Mean Joe Green.
Why do you think he needed a flak jacket?
Yeah, out of here, Mean Joe.
Yeah, it was, and he wore his Hall of Fame jacket. It was a hell of a night.
That's a troll. Why would you bring Mean Joe trolling the entire city of Houston? Hey, look, it's me, my Hall of Fame jacket.
Well,
look at me.
Bill Worrell asked him, "What are you doing here?"
I just came to get one last shot on his ribs.
How about this, Dan? Take this with you in the Hall of Fame. So, anyway, so I just want to say it was, I mean, it's a sellout. It is a huge event. It couldn't have been. It's at the Hilton of the Americas. Couldn't have been nicer. Everything was just first class. They did a hell of a job. But Patty Smith put all that together. And if you were there, you know. And if you want to see it, if you want to see some of the stuff, if you're a Houston fan and you want to see some of the legends. And she took some flack because maybe Carl Lewis could have been in that spot. But But what was neat was it wasn't all ball sport. It was golf, racing, boxing were honored, you know. And then the athlete of the year was the gymnast. So it was a neat night, and we got some great rich history here, and some great athletes. But it was a congratulations to Patty. What a well done job she did. You need to go sometime. You need to go next year.
Yeah, I do. I do. It was I was part of the. Were you part of the inaugural? What, 3 years ago, the panel.
No,
I've been doing the voting. And yeah, all we this do. Stuff we do the voting. While.
Yeah, no, I'm not part of that.
I was part.
That's
of
the, only. That's for. John McClane.
Yeah, and, I'm on that list.
And Melanie Hauser.
Melanie Hauser's got me on it. Yeah. So I do that every year. It's hard because some of the stuff, like who's the high school athlete, I'm just going to put Graham Gannell every year. Is it Gannell? Gannell?
Grant Gannell.
Yeah, I'm just going to put him every year. he's like, gone now. I guess now. It's him.
No, he's gone now.
Well, he's getting a vote next year.
No, he's in college now. He just signed yesterday, as a matter of fact. You know, do you see how... There's basically three signing periods.
I mean, I know.
Yesterday, University used to pick up four kids.
Early,
this
middle,
used
late.
To be like the day, you know, and now it's like.
Wait, no, I thought the day was.
It's December. Yesterday was the day.
Wait, yesterday? No, I thought it was like a week ago.
No, it was yesterday. Signing
wait,
day.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I know that I saw Miami kicker kicked off signing day and all that stuff, but why? So it's not a. No, but it was. I thought they had a different.
Well,
day,
there's an early signing day, December 19th through the 21st.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm thinking?
That's
of? I'm
where
thinking
the bulk of kids get signed.
Wasn't there one
now.
Recently?
No, it was yesterday.
No, I mean, kids can transfer at any point, but no, signing day has always been usually the first Wednesday in February. With early signing day, it's taking some of that juice from it.
That's exactly.
It's always
what
right
it
after
is.
The Super Bowl. Right, always right after the Super Bowl.
God, I can't believe yesterday was signing day.
Yeah.
Quiet now, as a mouse. This,
and oh, by the way, if you better get there.
If you could have stolen kids up till yesterday from each other.
If they hadn't signed,
yesterday was the day. Everybody signed.
Oh, yeah, because you know what? We've started to see some stories about guys flipping over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's right. I guess so.
What Who won, Dell?
Well, Alabama. They're number one class after not. After, I guess Saban was like, you know what? We finished outside the top four last year. We got to change things. Georgia. Oh, yeah.
Do you know that that's why coaches got pushed out over there, supposedly?
Okay, let's do it on the other side.
Because they didn't finish number one. And good coaches got pushed out. I'm like.
Well, that's a bad look for him, though. But we'll talk about that on the other side. Let's talk right now about Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble. And granted, he's a huge. I was at the U of H table, and Jeff Aronoff has turned into a big U of H guy. If you're somebody, a U of H, it really doesn't matter what school you go to, if you need marble or granite or tile, because there's nowhere else to get it. There's nowhere else in this city does marble or granite or tile. If it's rock hard, then Jeff Aronoff is doing it, quite frankly. He's installing it. He's installing your countertops. He's installing entire, I'm telling you, the countertops for an entire hotel, Jeff Aronoff does it. This is what he do, okay? He's grown exponentially. It's unbelievable how big he is. You're a big part of it, ESPN listeners. ESPN, you tell him that you listen to ESPN 97.5 and he's going to give you 20% off. You're going to put in that outdoor patio. You're going to put in whatever, that vanity, that fireplace that you want to get redone, any rebricking or remarbling or any of the stuff that you need. If you want it to look nice, and you got a big job, there's no job that's too big for Jeff Aronoff. He put in our entire outdoor kitchen. It was awesome. You can too. 713-880-2822. 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. 713-880-2822.
Hey guys, time to talk about poker in the city of Houston. It was a discussion in the last dinner I went to. We were talking about Prime Social. My buddy Uncle Freddie and HQ were over there. I would have loved to have been over there playing with those guys, but I had some work to do. But I can tell you this, when you go over to Prime Social, you can do it for a variety of reasons. Obviously, you're going to compete. You want to go win money, whether it's a cash game or a tournament. But one of the things that I really like about it is that the camaraderie of the table. And it's not like that at every single table, but if you've ever played, you understand that there is a camaraderie that develops over time, whether it's a cash game or whether it's a tournament table. And you can find whatever it is that you really enjoy. I do like the competitiveness. That's one of the things that draws me, is the ability to compete against other people. But more than anything, when you go to Prime Social, it is a beautiful atmosphere. It is
an old restaurant, not that old, actually a relatively new restaurant that they built that is a standalone building that is made to be an amazing poker spot. It's nicer than the spots in Las Vegas. And guess what? A couple of guys from Las Vegas who live here now, Steve and Brent, they understand customer service, and you will be the recipient with great food, beverages, and service at Prime Social. And that goes along with the free valet parking, too. So make sure that you go to Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer, or PrimeSocialTX.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, I'll say this. We went into that area and haven't had a lot of success there. And I'm happy that we got Devontae. And it was a two-year recruiting battle to get him here. A lot of schools wanted to get him there. Obviously, there's some players at other schools that help recruit these guys, and whatever makes them go over there, I don't want to discuss that. I just know this: we did the recruiting the right way, as well as we can do it, and we feel good that we got Devontae.
They do it the right way at LSU, bro.
I like that.
They don't do it the wrong way.
Yeah, signing bikers from gangs.
He wasn't referencing Miami. Just because you're scared of a punter, you let that go.
Everybody's scared of that punter.
I am afraid.
If you're scared,
just
say you're scared.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm afraid.
But he was. Everybody's scared of him.
When I saw him in his whole uniform, I was like, it became scarier. It became real.
Yeah, because he's 6'5", 240.
And he's already 40, and he's 40 years old.
24. Coach Ogeron was referencing the fact that LSU may kind of have an issue at a school. I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Amite? A-M-I-T-E? How do you pronounce that?
Amit.
Amit in Louisiana. One of those players that he did not get that's maybe being recruited by other players to Alabama is a big defensive tackle. And Coach O has
pounded. Who does it right, though?
I guess he does. Coach O has pounded the table. To catch Alabama, we got to get better in the trenches. Well, Alabama just stole another kid from Louisiana to play in the trenches.
Yeah, well, that's because Alabama cheats and LSU.
Hold it down, keep it down here. We're not a press conference out here. Hold it down.
Remember when he's yelling at his players?
Hold it down out here. I'll come out there and whip your hand. You hear that?
It got real quiet, too.
Well, sure, it got quiet.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
That's a lot like here in my house when my kids get quiet for about 10 seconds when mom gets mad, and then they like, and then he had to get upset again.
Well, here's the thing. Don't go in their playroom and try to do a press conference. He's in their indoor facility with a little screen behind him that says LSU, and they're all playing ball and running and doing. Hey, go do it outside. Go have a room where you do your press conference.
You didn't see the press room was already taken. It was already being remodeled. It says we do it the right way. No cheating. They've got a whole thing that they had
because
to get
in. Why? Because LSU. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah. LSU
because they
the
do
right
it
way.
The right way.
Yeah. One of the only SEC schools to never get in trouble for doing it the
wrong
way.
You know why? Alabama. Do it the wrong way.
How?
What? Do it the wrong way.
Says who? About what? You got proof?
Yeah. I got all kinds of proof.
Where?
You
want to say it out loud?
Oh, yeah. What about? Oh, you really? Because the tackle from the Chargers that gets plane tickets for the players from agents. You don't remember this little story that just went.
DJ Fluker?
It goes away. Just goes away. Really?
What do you mean gets players tickets?
Who was the tackle for the Chargers from Alabama?
DJ Fluker.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember he got plane tickets for a couple of players from his agent? The players went to a party.
Probably legal.
Didn't you have Nick Saban at LSU? So are we saying he was clean at LSU but dirty at Alabama?
He didn't get dirty until he went to Alabama.
Let's explain why.
Until he had that Miami stink on him.
Sure. Let's explain why Dwayne Bowe's family wound up in Baton Rouge. From Miami. That happen?
Oh, here comes Miami Dell coming out.
Whoa.
How did that now happen? San Diego Dell's gone, and it's back to Miami Dell.
How did that happen?
Let's talk about how Tua's whole family moved from Hawaii.
I always bring that up. I bring that up all the time.
Because surf culture's getting big. They're in Orange Beach, Orange Beach, Alabama. Yeah. Yeah, surf culture's getting big.
In Orange Beach?
In yes.
Orange Beach.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Orange, yeah. Orange Beach, yeah.
Orange Beach, yeah. Hmm. It's in Alabama, Dell. Maybe point you need to get up on some of before you all, go slandering quarterbacks.
They all cheat. Quarterbacks? Golf. I didn't slander quarterback.
Tua.
He just brought him up.
He's always slandering. I don't count him.
It's Alabama. They're going to cheat. And it's what they do. You know what we don't do at LSU? Cheat.
In the SEC, you cheat. You have to compete. You cheat.
No.
Everyone understands it.
No, did Coach O just say we do it the right way?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I couldn't understand, but he said that, I think.
SEC cheats. That's fine. Even our Auburn players who probably got paid to go to Auburn will let you know that Georgia cheats.
Here's the game. You know how your dad played
that yesterday?
The passport and a switch, and you had to pick a hand.
He never did that.
This is the game that Ed Orgeron has. He does this to recruits and their families. Pick a hand. And they're like, oh, it's going to be a lot of money in one of the hands. Mm-hmm. And they pick this hand. He goes,
nope.
Nothing. We want that hand. Nothing. Right way. We do things right way. You ain't looking for a payoff.
That's
hand.
Right. You're damn right.
That's how he plays that game. Huh. Pick a hand, and there's nothing in either hand.
Seems odd. Ed Orgeron was at Ole Miss, and
remember that one recruiting class?
He was at Ole Miss. Yeah.
Wait,
he
that was his part recruiting class. No, it was Hugh Freeze.
No, but he was at Ole Miss when he failed there. Yeah, cheating was going on there, too. And
he's known as a great recruiter at USC also.
Yeah,
great recruiter.
Yeah, you know why? Because he does it the right way.
Does
the
he?
The kids come. Here, you know what I got in one hand behind my back? It's called a scholarship.
Yeah, that's right.
What it is.
Yeah.
Well, what's in that hand
you
there?
You know why I only have one hand behind my back? Because the other hand threw a bag of money to your family.
No. Yeah, that ain't happening. Not at that.
The
not
family
at our
got a bag. The family got a bag of money. That's why I only have one hand behind my back.
No. We don't.
Where's
do that.
Where's your other hand? Don't worry about it.
Don't stop asking questions.
An LSU fan stuck a finger in my booty.
Is that what
LSU fan
is?
LSU fan stuck a bag of cash in my locker.
That's where the other hand is. Okay, behind his back.
No, they do it the right way. I just heard.
That's right.
That's
you're doing
good.
Right.
It's good enough somebody's doing it the right way in college football.
You know who's doing it the right way? Craig DeSurf.
Yeah, he's been doing it the right way. Right way is for car buying. To me, the right way is about finding the right price. The one of the reasons that people don't like, they love getting new cars. They don't love buying new cars. And I can't say that I blame you, because when you buy new cars, there's the concern about, oh my gosh, now I'm going to get some hustler running up on me at the dealership from the time I set foot. I just want to look. I just want to shop, and I want to do it at my pace. And Craig understands that. For as long as I've known him, when he was at the other dealership here in Houston, that's how he's operated, and that's been his MO. Now that he's in Angleton, there's even greater advantages because they don't have the overhead. So now he can take the 323 vehicles they have in stock, and he can be very aggressive with the pricing right up front. And then to really sweeten the deal, he can give you more trade-in value than you're going to get anywhere else. So he's able to get you the car you want because they've got the selection, the prices you want right up front, and then the trade-in value to sweeten the deal. And right now, they have their fourth annual Classic Car Show that I want to tell you about. This is going to be March 23rd. I know it's a little ways away, but I want you to plan this if you're into classic cars. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., registration is going to end March 9th. If you want to get into this Classic Car Show, there's going to be a $500 prize for Best in Show and a $500 prize for the People's Choice Award. So if you've got a classic car and you're into that culture, or you just want to go see it for yourself, make sure you mark March 23rd on your calendar. If you're looking for a pickup truck, an SUV, a crossover vehicle, or a car, well, Buick and GMC and good friends over at Chevy, they've got you covered right there in Angleton, and they're waiting to save you a bag over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go check out their stock right now, LanceZCars.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.